What's going on, Clipper Nation?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Hope you're doing good.
We sure are. Things feel a little different.
Oh, I would say it feels like spring has sprung.
Anyways, if you're new to the show, I'm William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We bring that new Clippers news 5 days a week. And today we're going to be kicking things off with a recap of the Clippers-Lakers showdown, which we just left.
Pretty good opening night.
Spoiler alert, Kawhi can play some basketball.
Kawhi's pretty good at basketball.
And in our second segment, we might be doing a little bit more dig into this recap.
Oh, we will.
And then we're going to be wrapping things up with a new segment.
We got a new segment. It is What the People Say Wednesday.
This is a Chuck Mock original. I love it.
Honestly, what could have been Wednesday? There's only so many things you can go back and change.
Yeah, we're sorry, guys. We ran out of history.
What the People Say Wednesday? I'm running polls. We got some good stuff to talk about, specifically about this game from tonight.
Yes.
Should we get into this recap?
Let's do it.
Okay, so if you missed the game,
yep,
for whatever reason, perhaps you had prior commitments.
Perhaps you were tired after watching the other game on opening night?
Yeah, the Clippers defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 112-102 for a not quite statement-making victory, but a nice foot to get off on.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sound win.
It felt good. The Clippers, we're going to run through the starters because that was the first curveball of the night, I would say.
Yes. Yeah.
So the Lakers, they started Avery Bradley, shout out Avery Bradley. Danny Green, who broke the record for the most points in a Laker debut tonight.
Great stuff.
Shout out Sabrina Merchant for that stat. LeBron, AD, and then JaVale McGee. The Clippers started. We got four of these five right.
Yeah.
They started Bev, Sham, Patrick Patterson, Kawhi, and Zoo.
Yeah. So if you're, I mean,
I think you're
surprised. We were too. We thought most likely JaMychal Green or Mo Harkless, that the starting four spot was between what I thought was pretty two solid guys.
Yes.
Patterson looked great in the preseason. I think going against the bigger front court, it made sense.
Doc said in the pregame presser, he was like, I like the size and the shooting potential that's there.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, okay.
It still was a surprise.
Stats wise, I mean, our guys put on a show. We're going to get the Lakers stats out of the way just because we got to talk about them. Danny Green, 28-7. LeBron, 18-9-8. Anthony Davis, 25-10. 1 of 9 outside the paint. For the Clippers, efficiency all around.
Yes.
Why don't you run down these stats?
So we shot 52% from the field. Three-point shooting was 36, mm-hmm. which, I mean, as a team total, if that sustains, that's really solid. Kawhi, obviously your scoring leader, just coming back into form.
Dude, he looked like he hadn't missed. He just looked like he was almost on the Trez offseason plan.
Yeah.
Of just playing basketball constantly.
Well, it was my first time getting to watch Kawhi in person. He's a different player on the court.
It's unbelievable. He had 36-5 on 10 of 19 shooting. At one point, he made 7 buckets in a row, went on a couple of, you know, solo 5-0 runs.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the offense as a flow later, but this was a fantastic example of what having a guy like Kawhi on your team can be like in terms of bailing you out.
Absolutely. But that being said, it was still such an egalitarian offense. Lou Williams trailing right behind him, 21 points, 7 assists, 5 boards.
Everyone was rebounding. Doc talked about it in the pregame. He said our guards need to rebound, and they did.
Yeah,
they did. Bev ended up with 10 boards, which is, I think we said it in the pregame, we were like, he might be able to creep up to 7 or 8, and then he was like, give me double digits.
Yeah, unfathomable. really, really solid game. Ivica Zubac did get the start at the center position. That's something that we'll have to dig into. We'll get into it.
Great efficiency, 4 of 4 on field goals.
Yep.
Which was great.
Landry Shamet creeping back into midseason form, 50% from the floor, finished with 8, 3 boards, 2 assists.
What was he from 3?
He was 1 of 2, I believe. 2 of 4.
Sorry. We'll take it. Montrezl Harrell, 7 for 11. Nothing too surprising there. 17, 7, and 4. Jamichael Green, 4 for 8. 12 and 6, and going 4 of 7 from 3. And then Mo Harkless with a very low-key 10 points, 4 boards, 4 steals on 4 of 7 shooting from the bench.
Impact. He was...
Immediately.
He was just all impact all night.
Other than Kawhi, mm-hmm. I had a tweet that I said, Mo this year is Jamichael last year. He's the guy who people are going to be like, oh, he can do this?
I disagree.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I don't think that they're similar, actually.
Oh, I meant vibe-wise. It's that shock of like, oh, we got this guy? Because yeah, I didn't think Jamichael Green could do what he could do when he came over.
Yeah. I feel like Mo, you should have been on. Mo, you're late on the wave. I'm sorry. You're late on the wave. You can still hop on.
As long as
it's
I can get on.
It's not as tasty. It's not as tasty, but you're getting on the wave.
It's not the cusp of it. He did exactly what he did in the preseason.
Yes.
Which was be in the right place at the right time. The bench for the Clippers outscored the Lakers bench 60-19, and which kind of hurts my brain to look at in a good way.
For sure. But I will say, to the Lakers' credit, this...
I'm sorry, what?
This doesn't really qualify as a bench performance almost at this point. I mean, we concede to that point.
It's two starting lineups.
It is two full starting lineups.
Sorry, everyone else.
It's not really a bench unit. Not sorry.
Sucks to suck. Assists, Clippers won 24-20. Turnovers tied at 14. But the biggest thing that we were wrong about, and that a lot of people were wrong about, that we will be happy to be wrong about for the rest of the season, the Clippers won the boards.
Yes.
45-41. I mean, I was shocked.
Yeah, especially just given the size.
For how little Zubats played, our largest player, mm-hmm. he played the least amount of minutes on the team tonight. He played just under 10. We still won boards.
Yeah. It was...
The swarming was there. It worked.
It did work. I guess I had a lot of questions about how this team would...
Rightfully
handle
so.
Large front courts, like how they would handle the interior defense. And I mean, really, it's the sum of its parts thing.
Yeah. Let's get into what we liked. I'm going to start with this, pretty obvious. Efficiency.
Yeah.
Doc said he wanted them to shoot better in the pressure, which was really funny. He then said, I'm probably greedy for wanting that. Like you said, it was a team high 52%. But... That's what the team relied on last year. Mm-hmm. We had that razor-thin line in terms of three-pointers and stuff like that with our efficiency.
Yeah.
But Doc, I'm buying more and more into his, you know, we were fifth in scoring last year. We didn't look if it came from twos or threes, which is such a great quote for what I think to expect from this Clippers team. There were mid-range, Kawhi dominated in the mid-range, mm-hmm. which is something that people say should not be done anymore or something like that. We got tough buckets.
I think the bigger thing like that led into this was also like just the defensive showing that you don't have to worry about where the bucket is coming from if you're able to get those stops, if you're able to get those steals, mm-hmm. As Mo Harkless was able to do. So yeah, agreed.
We stuck to the game plan, which is something that I'm going to talk about another thing in the next segment about that I like that Doc did, which was kind of tinkery. Mm-hmm. But game plan wise, it was just like the Melbourne game.
Yeah.
Where he was like, we didn't really change much. Once we got the pace under us and mm-hmm. once we could feel that and we just saw some shots go in, he goes, the game plan started to work. Because the first quarter was a little rough.
Yeah. So what, if anything, were the hiccups in the offense that did happen?
The hiccups in the offense...
Excluding Pat Bev, who went 1 of 7 from the field.
That's not going to happen all the time.
Yeah, it's like another one of those laughably low numbers where like that's just not sustainable.
Yeah. I mean,
can you imagine if Pat is impactful, but he's knocking down 4 of those a game?
Yeah. I mean, we could have won by 25 tonight.
It was definitely there. The lead was there.
I mean, Danny Green played out of his... The only reason we didn't win by 20 points was because of Danny Green.
Yeah. Like, great game.
Strictly. But in terms of bugaboos, you know, Kawhi did bail us out a bunch. The offense still has some growing pains.
For sure.
And these are things where I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Doc addressed this in the presser too. He said that he was seeing a bunch of things that they can't see yet because they haven't even had enough time together to sort of sort those things out. So I thought that was really interesting. The biggest thing, basically, like you said, that there was a lot of watching Kawhi when he had the ball, which is hard not to do.
When you need a bucket in that situation, you know, for how quote unquote poorly we played in the first quarter, because it was cold right in the beginning.
Yeah.
We only lost the first quarter 25-22. Mm-hmm. We bounced back with a 40-point second quarter.
Yeah.
Which the resiliency was nice. Oh man, we got a whole bunch more to talk about. We're going to talk about it in coming up in the next segment. Just a continued recap. I want to give a shout out to Manscaped, number one in men's below the belt grooming. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOCKEDON at manscaped.com. All right, continuing the recap.
What do you want to dig into?
Let's go into a couple more maybe things we didn't like.
Okay.
A little bit. Zoo getting 9 minutes was a little disappointing.
Yes.
I was bummed at that.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask Doc about it in the presser, but there were much more important people there who were getting questions in, which I totally understand and I'm fine with.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like, you know, because if this trend continues, because this night was fantastic. I'm so happy we got the win. But, you know, game one of 82, as Doc said.
Yes, absolutely. It's
going to be interesting to see how much we see Lou and Trez starting if we don't have confidence in Zoo.
Yeah.
And if we see more Patrick Patterson in the starting lineup, which I didn't like, but only after I saw how it was going.
Yeah.
Initially, I was like, all right, I can see it. Screw it.
Yes. Yeah.
But after it wasn't going so hot, it was like, okay, maybe we should... Let's not try and get too crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess one thing that was like a little bit of a drawback was I thought that we were going to be able to hopefully keep the usage down on some of those guys like Lou and Trez to a lesser extent. I mean, he's a durable guy.
I don't really have
any doubt in that. But yeah, it's one game of 82, but like Kawhi did play 32 minutes.
I called it though. I said him and LeBron would go over 30.
Is that what you want to see him play regularly?
No. I want us to be in control where he's playing 27, 28.
I think
which I know is only four less, but
I think that adds up over 82 games.
Quick side note, the Lakers are screwed minutes wise. AD played the entire first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He finished with 37 minutes. LeBron finished with 36. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
They are one injury anywhere away, which they kind of had tonight, from needing a night like Danny Green had where he went 10 of 14.
Well, that first quarter that, you know, we got off to that slow start, he played almost every available minute
in AD?
The first quarter. Yeah.
Absolutely. He played 11 minutes, I think. If you look at the Lakers scoring, it was 28 from Danny Green, 25 from LeBron, or 25 from AD. 18 from LeBron. Next highest score, 8, Avery Bradley. You're not winning any games if Avery Bradley is your
starting in that
you know, meat of the scores. Sorry, let's get back to the Clippers. The offensive flow, we kind of touched on it. It was fantastic to watch tonight being like, wow, the offensive flow looks a little out of sync. We still won and we still had, because the efficiency is what's going to bail us out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was another one of those things, like, obviously we can't always rely on that kind of shooting, but I do think that the pieces are still there. It seemed like if somebody didn't have it right away, like, you know, JaMychal missed his shot, other guys are kind of able to step up and then still find, you know, like, they have the faith in each other to, like, find the person again. So I guess all I'm saying is that it does seem like there's really good possibility to cover a lot of the little holes or the little wrinkles that I was worried about from the preseason.
There's and Doc talked about it. We're still kind of in this, like, we're figuring it out mode.
Of course.
And if we're still figuring it out and we're looking.
Kawhi's played one actual game of basketball.
Paul George hasn't played any. That was a crazy thing at the end of the game. It was just like, oh, we're still waiting on Paul George to come back.
Yeah.
there weren't a lot of things for me to dislike mm-hmm. that surprised me. You know, yeah. like the zoo thing is really the only surprising thing where I'm kind of like, huh, you know, we'll see how that works out. I do think the matchups are there. He did go 4-for-4. When he was on the offensive end, he looked decisive, which I think was good.
Yeah.
Did you have anything, any other negatives?
What did you think of, what did you think of Kawhi's passing game?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Very. Him and Trez have a very nice rapport already.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see more. What I'm really excited to see is if Kawhi and Zoo can develop a nice pick and roll.
I mean, yeah, I think as
I
another
put most of that on Zoo.
I think as another option.
Oh yeah, not as the primary thing, but they're just two giant human beings.
Yeah,
and if they do believe in Zoo's passing, there's some other opportunities outside of just the pick and roll in terms of end result.
Yeah, definitely. But Kawhi did have more turnovers than assists.
I think that was the usage. I think that was just learning how to play with each other.
I mean, yeah.
Because one of the turnovers...
he had a travel right off the bat.
Yeah, which was... he had a couple of travels.
Yeah.
Which I just... that's early season rust, it feels like. There was a turnover.
Refs? Are there going to be more travel calls
dude,
now?
Dude, I don't know. That was terrible. There was a play with Trez where he ran the pick and roll with Trez, and he hit Trez with this crazy, like... had both of his hands on the ball, which I'm not even sure how that fits. And he threw like a super hard overhead kind of bounce pass, almost like a soccer throw in. Mm-hmm. And it got to Trez, but got knocked around a little bit. So like stuff like that, it was turnovers where they weren't dumb turnovers mm-hmm. other than the travels, but like the passing ones, you were like, okay, you forced it a tiny bit,
mm-hmm.
but
it's game one.
It was game one, and it wasn't in like absurd. Why were you even trying to fit it in that window?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. The turnovers weren't anything that concerns me moving forward. I think, I mean, I was going to say, and maybe I'm already just too high on Kawhi.
Oh, man. You know?
It's easy to do. Could we see Kawhi hit 8 assists?
Absolutely.
As an average?
I think so.
I don't know. Looking at it tonight, and there were points where the offense was definitely sticking. Where like,
yeah.
I think he wasn't sure which, you know, like which guy to hit,
mm-hmm.
or other guys on the floor weren't really sure where to cut to like get the pass,
yeah.
or like make themselves open. And he still played really well.
He played great. I have one bugaboo.
What
that
do you
I
got?
Just remembered.
Yeah.
Shamit's finishing at the rim was not good tonight.
Oh man, yeah, there was a
He's
a pretty disgusting block.
He got chased down by LeBron in a way that he had the ball in the fast break. He looked back and saw LeBron and then didn't dunk it. He kind of slowed down, tried to lay it in. That's a block every time for LeBron.
Yeah.
And then before that, a couple minutes, he had another layup where it was like, you have to finish that.
Yeah.
In games like this, you have to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
But bugaboo-wise, I mean, that was all I really had. There were a bunch of pluses.
Yeah.
Mo's a revelation. That I'm apparently late on. the Lou and Trez pick and roll has not missed a beat, it seemed like. There was some early season rust a little bit, but we talked about it on the right after the game. The way that their pick and roll works does not make sense in my brain sometimes. Because like Trez will set a screen and Lou will just not take it
mm-hmm.
and then dribble kind of just like behind Trez in this weird small amount of space that I think only Lou will and maybe like four other players can operate in.
Yeah.
Because they're maybe the only people who can see that space. Like a really good like midfielder in soccer.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, how did you even find that little crevice right there? And then Lou either hits a shot or finds Trez. That looked like they, you know, it looked like the last day of the season was yesterday and they just started back up again tonight.
Yeah. It looked dangerous, like right off the bat. we never really saw it to its full extent,
mm-hmm.
despite a couple of Lou bailouts in the preseason.
Yeah. What are your legit takeaways? Like the big takeaways we could maybe that aren't just kind of first game stuff that you're into.
We're gonna run like double the amount of pick and roll we ran last year.
It's gonna be a lot. Are you happy with that?
I am.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
It's gonna be pick and roll with so many options out of it.
That's the thing. Like Kawhi is looking great coming off of screens. Yes, he did have more turnovers than assists tonight, but it's Kawhi. And like I just feel like he's gonna figure it out.
And no one else really had that many turnovers. We had 14 as a team, which, you know, it's not the lowest, but it's not like some of the games last year. Like, I think if everyone else can kind of keep it together in that sense, it's going to be semi-okay. The team defense, I'm so excited for.
Yes.
Kawhi said in the post-game presser, which we did not stay for because he came out at 11:30, it's going to be tough for people to score on us when it's in the half court.
So another takeaway that I will have from that, though,
yeah,
is the fouls are going to be an issue.
Fouls are going to be an issue. There was early tonight, it seemed like guys were a little jittery.
Mm-hmm.
Like we mentioned, AD only shot 1 of 9 from outside the paint, which is great. I think that's also a testament to maybe how AD is not as good of an outside scorer as we thought. But, you know, you look at the field goal percentage, AD shot 38%, LeBron shot 36%, Danny Green shot 71%, which is insane. JaVale shot 2 of 3, so that's 66%. No one else, you know, Avery Bradley 42%. They got stifled through, in the beginning, we had Pat Bev on LeBron in the beginning. Did not go very well because I think guys were still getting their feet under him. The swarming defense was not working early.
Yeah.
And they were hitting early.
Yeah, and the fouls are going to be an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
When you're that aggressive, especially when things aren't going right, I feel like you get frustrated. You get out of whack.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what we got?
What do you got?
We got the dub.
We did get the dub.
We got the fat dub. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking the What the People Are Saying Wednesday. If you have a better title than that, feel free to send it to me. That was a first idea jot is what that was. And we're just going to bask in the win just a tiny little bit. All right. Welcome to What the People Say Wednesday.
I like it.
I took a relevant poll. Sometimes they're going to have nothing to do with what's going on. I did a poll on Tuesday asking how much stock Clipper Nation on Twitter puts on tonight's game. The options were all the stock, some stock, none stock.
Okay.
7% said all. So for those people, you're having a pretty damn good night.
Oh, yeah.
42% said some. And kind of shockingly, 51% said none. Shout out to our level-headed fan base.
I was going to say, I'm surprised.
I was a little surprised. But
I don't know if I'm impressed or scared.
Yeah, I think it's just the years of like, are we actually going to, what's happening right now? It felt very weird to watch us be that good opening night. But I think that's legit. I think the sum stock, I was in that range. I did not vote in this poll because I cast the poll. I'm an ethical person. But I think I was in the sum stock range.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I would say some just because obviously we had so many questions coming out of preseason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time we're going to see this hit the floor.
Yeah.
And
luckily it didn't hit the fan. I'm taking that one.
You're on fire today.
No, that was terrible. I apologize. It was surreal.
It was.
The atmosphere was fantastic. Shout out to Clipper Nation.
Yeah. LED.
The pregame light show blew my mind.
It was to a new level.
No joke. They should actually maybe have an epilepsy warning before that, though.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of blinking lights. But we kind of talked about the things to take away. There's not too many big things to take away. Like, there weren't any glaring. If there was a glaring issue, I think it'd be a little, you know, obviously we're psyched about the win, but there was nothing that I was like, oh, this was truly bad. And it doesn't seem like there's going to be a situation where it can be fixed. Whereas the Lakers, I think, have a couple of those things. We don't have to get into them.
So what percentage of this, like stock-wise, are you taking now leaving the game?
Still high off the game?
Yeah. Like what amount of stock are you buying in this game?
Because
I want to say a lot, but it's a bad idea to buy high.
It is a very bad idea to buy high. I'm going to still take some to a lot. We said this before. We talked about in the preseason how we might get punched in the mouth in this opening game. We were wrong, which is fantastic to be in this situation. We were wrong about boards, which is great.
The way that we dealt with length, you know, that was, to me, a huge question.
And it's funny because I feel like we were asking ourselves that question somehow with blinders on to our length.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. That's fair.
You spend so much time looking at the other teams that you were like, oh, well, I mean, this guy's long. You know, you look Denver. They're so big and stuff like that. We have a bunch of length. We didn't even run Zoo against AD who played 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And we got the dub.
Yeah. You know? I mean, we're dealing with front courts really well.
So are you taking a lot of stock?
I'm taking a solid 70%. 76%.
That's a lot. Out of 100%?
How much stock I'm taking from a single game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
76%? Poof. I was thinking like 43.
All right, well.
I mean, you believe more than I do.
I'm more positive than you.
It feels good to just bask a little bit in this. It's kind of surreal that it is here. I will say that.
Yeah.
Ty Dolla $ign started off a little weird at halftime. Turned out good.
Great set.
Was censoring himself sometimes.
So,
but not all the time.
I don't know if this is always the case, but I've been to Staples hella early before.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll catch the performer doing the song.
Soundcheck, yeah.
But it's not the soundcheck. It's specifically they're looking for the expletives in the lyrics.
Oh,
so
like,
the person like doing the thing can kind of cut it out.
So you think maybe there was no soundcheck?
I think yes. I think something, you know, happened.
Maybe
in the
some lines got crossed, you know, some wires got crossed, and when the soundcheck was. No, but it was good. Atmosphere was great. Bunch of Lakers fans were there, which made sense.
Yeah, this was really impressive to me. It was the loudest Staples has ever been in a Clippers game. It was louder.
It was
than
a playoff atmosphere. Yeah, it was a playoff atmosphere, and I was so excited to see the energy carry over from that Thursday preseason game.
Yeah,
where it like people were milling around like an hour before the game on a preseason game, and you're like, what the hell is going on? It was a zoo when we first got there today.
Yeah,
which was great.
Hope you all are proud. Way to go.
Clipper Nation should be very proud. We battled back. I think it's hard. You know, there were some very loud cheers when LeBron would make a play. LeBron had a huge dunk at one point.
It's LeBron.
It was thunderous. It didn't. There were certain instances where it didn't feel like a home game.
Uh-huh.
But the crowd did not get bullied by that, which I think is always a possibility when you're maybe not totally outnumbered, but fighting a contingency of away fans that are very loud and proud.
True.
Felt good.
It really did.
Man. I don't want to do anything the rest of the week until basketball starts. Do you carry over any of what happened tonight for the game on Thursday?
I mean, yeah, stay the course. I mean,
I love the game plan thing that Doc said. You know, we didn't really change it. Let's just win with our game plan.
Absolutely.
And it worked. Oh, no Terrence Mann tonight, no Jerome, no Derek Walton Jr. No Fee. Surprised?
No.
It was tied going into the fourth, so none of those guys, it would have been, I don't want to say inconceivable to think that those guys would come in, but the game
If you're seeing 30-plus minutes from Kawhi, where are the minutes coming from?
The game was just too, it was such a damn good game of basketball. If you were a neutral fan, it was
objectively a great game.
No better way to start opening night
of
the season than this game. Doc likened it to a prize fight. He said it was hard to kind of keep the energy down for guys when the game actually started.
Oh yeah,
which makes total sense.
Who would be your pick that would have cracked the rotation tonight out of any of the guys who didn't suit up?
Derek, we got killed kind of early with some off ball stuff.
Okay,
the Lakers do have a fantastic system going where AD or JaVale and LeBron will run the pick and roll.
Yeah.
And then it'll get swarmed, and then they'll make a pass and then an extra pass to a cutter.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked a couple times on us. And that is not Terrence Mann's realm.
Yeah.
I think as of now, he would get worked in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think Derek Walton, I would give the edge to Derek Walton over Jerome even too, just from not cool headedness, because that's not what I'm kind of decisiveness in operating the play.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it. I love this pick. This is, I mean,
But second would have been Jerome. Most likely was probably Jerome for who was going to maybe get minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think he
length
makes...
Length is there.
Yeah, and I think if he's knocking down shots, he makes sense in that backcourt somewhere next to Lou Will.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just feels good. Yeah. Sipping on some beers we got from the press room. Shout out to Chicker and Press Room. Anything else you want to say about this game? Other than just welcome home, Kawhi, and welcome back, Clipper Nation.
It's scary to think about what this team is going to be like when Paul George is healthy.
It is scary, and I am so excited to be more terrified as the season goes on.
Yeah.
If you're new to the pod, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Thanks for listening.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it. You're going to hear us be wrong a bunch. Gonna happen. No, we're very excited to bring it's just it feels so good the season is here. We're so happy we can bring you guys daily stuff.
Yeah.
What do we got on deck for tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
For Thursday's episode.
We gotta do our Thirsty Thursday. Talk about who and what we're thirsty for. And you know what? It's finally the regular season, so there is
it makes sense.
There is a thirst.
There is
I would
actual
say.
Thirst. We are also on Thursday's episode going to have a preview of Clippers versus Warriors, a game in which I said if we were going to go 1-2, I said that on the last episode that we were going to go 1-2. I think we're going, I'm putting this out there, 4-0 to start the season.
Whoa.
We beat the Dubs at their stupid new arena opening, and then we play, I don't know why that was so mean, and then we play the Suns and the Hornets, and then we can get off to a 4-0 start.
I don't know.
We'll see what
happens. Hornets.
Those Hornets. But yeah, stay tuned for the preview for the game on Thursday episode. Thanks for listening. Check us out on iTunes. Please rate, subscribe. Check us out on Deezer.
Yeah.
You know?
French streaming app, Spotify.
Whatever. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.